AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. Pakistan announced they've suspended trade with India and cancelled visas for Indian nationals. They've also closed its airspace for Indian-owned and Indian-operated airlines. The retaliatory measures come after India also suspended visas for Pakistani nationals after gunmen killed 26 tourists and wounded 17 in Pahalgam inside Indian-controlled Kashmir. India has blamed Pakistan for the tragedy. Pakistan denied any connection to the attack. Thousands have walked through the doors of St. Peter's Basilica to see Pope Francis one last time before his funeral Saturday.
The somber chatter of hundreds of pilgrims peppered the early morning twilight as they lined up outside St. Peter's Basilica in the Vatican. Waiting outside, Mexican faithful Emiliano Fernandez told the AP,
I've been here for 2 hours now already and we're not even in there yet.
Thousands of people have been lining up in St. Peter's Square since early Wednesday morning. Some, like Emiliano, have been waiting hours to enter the basilica where Francis's open casket has been set in front of the main altar. U.S. faithful Lana Klein described the atmosphere inside St. Peter's.
Walking in there, it was so silent, but you could feel how much people really cared about him.
The public mourning period will end on Friday at 7 p.m. local time. Cardinals have been meeting at the Vatican to schedule Francis's funeral and burial, plan the conclave to elect his successor, and make other decisions about running the Catholic Church. I'm Karen Shamas.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky cut his official trip to South Africa short on Thursday after a major Russian strike hit the capital of Kyiv. At least 9 people were killed and 70 injured. The attack came hours after negotiations for a peace deal have appeared to stall with no agreement in sight. President Trump lashed out at Zelensky on Wednesday, accusing him of prolonging the war by refusing to surrender Russia-occupied Crimea as part of a possible deal. This is AP News. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports the world's coral reefs are being hit by the worst bleaching event on record.
Coral reefs are some of the planet's most spectacular havens of life. From fish to turtles to the corals themselves, approximately 25% of all marine species can be found in and around reefs. Coral get their bright colors from the algae living inside them, providing a food source. But prolonged warmth causes the algae to release toxic compounds, and the coral eject them. Left behind, a stark white skeleton, the weakened coral at risk of dying. That process, known as bleaching, turns these colorful havens into boneyards. Now, scientists report 84% of the world's coral reefs are being hit by bleaching, the most intense event of its kind in recorded history. I'm Ben Thomas.
I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.